Warm and heartfelt greetings to each of you. Welcome to our daily session. Near and far, whatever time of day it is, it's really lovely to see you all here. So, as you are undoubtedly aware, today is our last group meeting in this retreat. So we wanted to begin with a session of sharing that will take at least 30 minutes, if not a little longer, depending on who wants to share and how much. So feel free to share whatever you want others to hear of how you're feeling right now, about your metta right now. Anything you want to share about the retreat.
I would like to share something.
Yes, Helen, please.
I was challenged today. Someone lashed out at me. And I was then doing all the well-wishing for that person that lashed out to me. And then all of a sudden came the wisdom. This is not helping. I'm actually repressing my own feelings. So instead of going to the other person, I went to myself. You know, like in the airplane, first take care of yourself. And then I actually met that person again by phone, and it was so wonderful. She had all these issues, and she said this whole mechanism, I have this not only with you, I have this with my best friend, I lost her, and I could actually help her. So this is just one example, and I have a million. What this retreat does, what metta does, and metta's in my heart, and I will keep on going, and I'm so happy with, I'm so thankful for all of you, and yeah, for the teachings, but also that we're here together, and it's so silly, it doesn't feel like computer screens, it feels real connection, so thank you everybody.
Marijke, please.
Yes, I feel the same, the gratefulness and also to be part of this community. So yesterday after rehearsal of our orchestra, where I felt the metta beaming lot, I was so happy to be here for the chanting, to be at time. It was finished rather on time, so I could join in the chanting. I was so happy. So much gratefulness for you too, Ria and Sister Viriani, but also for the others, for all the sharing, the wisdom. I feel really the heart is more soft and more being vulnerable with what is. It's really so, yes, being honest, the honesty as you spoke about, yes, gratefulness. Thank you so much. Thank you all.
Karina, please.
For me, it was a bumpy ride. There was dosa aversion, But it was good to meet it and to work with it, because afterwards the aversion settled down, and the mind also. It started again at the end of the retreat because I was thinking, Tuesday I have to go to work, and I find my own rhythm in this 14-15 days, and work will make a mess of it again, because I work with different hours and such things. So, but then you told me start the work retreats, and now I'm almost looking forward to go to work and to see what challenges it bring to me. And how I can deal with it with a lot of metta. So I want to thank you and all of you for being here. Thank you. I'm very emotional, but that's from happiness, so thank you.
Hi, is it open?
Yes, please, Michelle.
Thank you, everybody. My kids just fell asleep just now, so I could log in to say thank you. Otherwise, I couldn't. So I guess Meta is working. Thank you so much for your support and for the support of the group. It's been so beautiful to have you and to be able to grow in that beautiful Meta despite the life that goes on. Thank you, everyone.
I'm also very grateful to you, my teachers, and to you, my group. And yesterday, I suddenly I could enjoy this meeting, the reason why was not an a meditation friend called me from the train. I come in Nijmegen in 20 minutes and pick you. Will you pick me up for the train? And I thought I would join this meeting yesterday. So I say, oh, give me a minute, and okay, I come to pick you up, and we went to a classical concert, and afterwards we did something to eat with each other, and it was fun. But during the classical concert, I was managed to wish you, all the group and the teachers, wish you my meta wish, just I was no longer missing the group, so I was with the group. It was okay, and I'm joining this group for a month now, so I feel deeply touched, and since 2012 I couldn't sleep anymore. And during this retreat, I managed to sleep far more hours. So I from all this meta, I have promised myself that I will keep this meta Also, when I not joined the group, but also during the whole week, I closure the group and the teachers all in my heart, and I take the metta with me. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
I also want to thank you very, very much, the group and both of you. And in this situation, I saw how much metta really helps against fear, and is a very big protection. And I could really like people again that I for whom I was feeling beginning to feel anger, and so it's really incredible the what Metta is able to do, and I also will continue to practice Metta more than I did before. Thank you very much.
Should I continue? For me, these 4 weeks were quite a challenge at this time, and I think I never, perhaps not never, but this time showed me how important and precious really the practice is, and how it works. Also, when you have quite a lot of obstacles and you are not so able to practice as you like, or as your imagination says you to do. And for this, I'm very, very thankful, and thank you really that you are doing it. It's quite special also from Burma. Also with Sayadaw and these wonderful teachings, and also the structure. I love it. I love it deeply. And yes, I feel me. It worked more than I can explain with my mind. And I think this is the most precious thing I take from these 4 weeks. So I'm happy to see you next year again with these 4 weeks. Thank you very much. You're a wonderful teacher. Thank you very much, really, for all. Thank you.
Yeah, I also want to say that I'm really grateful for this opportunity to practice for 4 or 5 weeks with such a beautiful container of this group, and really felt supported. And someone said a slow motion roller coaster. I can really relate to that. And it just feels like sometimes you're out of the roller coaster when you're flipping upside down, and you're still a little, how do you say, the G-force still works on the body, I think, in different levels with the metta and all that's been coming up these past weeks. So I look forward to how it will unfold in life after this. And really thank you, everyone.
Please, Federica.
I also wanted to join the
a really deep gratitude for the teachings, for your dedication, and for the support of the group, and also for the sharings that are so precious. That really makes the practice not a personal thing, but it is just the practice for everyone. And this is this retreat. This is the third I make, and as many of you. And it was quite a surprise because it was bumpy, really. And I suppose the last year it was quite easy, and this year was a lot of there was a lot of purification that surprised me, and it was really, really unbelievable how the practice goes itself. It never goes as you expect. It goes really itself. And so it is really powerful because it goes beyond really what you think and what you, I don't know what, you try to control. And so thank you, because this is really a right place, even if it is not a real, but it is just virtual, but it is really, really powerful. Thank you.
Ekaterina.
Hello. I usually am very sad on this day, the last day of our retreat. For me, it's also been 4 or 5 weeks and also quite bumpy. Today I woke up thinking, oh, today I don't have to meditate. I'm free. But actually, all I wanted to do is meditate instead. So I think that the most important thing for me that I have taken away from this particular retreat was when I have realized that dosa is not personal, just like metta is not personal. I remember Helen, she said a couple of retreats ago, she said, oh my God, I had this revelation. I realized that metta is not personal. Well, for me, this retreat, dosa, also not personal. And I'm also very grateful to be with you every single day for these last 4 or 5 weeks. And I'm looking forward to meeting you maybe even in person, in case we get to go to Burma and have this offline. And actually give all of you one big hug, in real life. So thank you so much for being my metta family.
Yeah, I mean, if nobody's got anything to say, I would like to say. Yeah, actually, I actually had a lot of difficulties with some of my classmates, you know. I'm actually studying some, and some of them I've got very annoyed with them, very very angry. And actually, through this metta practice, I realized I wanted to, you know, just like not see them anymore, but. Through this metta practice, I decided that I will now start to deal with them. Yeah, thank you.
Can I go?
Yes, please, Shlomo.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
So I want to start with a very deep bow to both of you sisters and to the Seattle for amazing 5 weeks of very profound, clear, deep, accessible teaching. I felt the retreat was really supportive also with the recordings and with the groups, and each and every one of you, Ekaterina said it so beautifully, I'm joining you with hugging everyone and feeling such closeness. So such huge thanks for doing this and doing such amazing metta for all of us. This is such an act of metta to have these retreats. I feel a really deep, like, purification or change. Something was touched really deeply. I'm just very, very grateful. I feel really blessed to have this opportunity, to have so much more clarity about the metta and the Brahma Viharas and the beautiful chanting. So really deep, deep bow to you. And I really hope to see you all next year in Burma, physically, and to be there with you. So thank you so, so much.
Inka.
Dear friends, it is a pleasure to be with you now, and not only now, but for the whole time that we were together. It's wonderful to become friends, even that we do not know each other so very well. And I'm grateful for able to rest in the metta and seeing change more deeply. And I really wish you all the best in your life. So thank you.
Hello, I would like to share something. I was drinking a cup of tea a few days ago, and we have those things that hang on the tea bag. And there was written, the principal ingredient of life is love. And for the first time, I could feel... I know what you mean, teabag. And of course, metta love. Huh? Now I am very grateful for the retreat, for to do it during daily life. And now in this month, the practice has deepened, and I'm very inspired to keep on doing it. So thank you, ladies, for the teaching, and thank you, group, and now hope to see you next year, indeed. Thank you.
So I'd like to join Shlomit in the way she phrased so elegantly the thanks, the way I felt it. I felt the whole 4 weeks quite wholesome in a way. It's been taught all the ingredients. They somehow seem to fulfill the different aspects in me and to inspire me that way. And I'm sitting here feeling more curious than anything, wondering what the next days and weeks and months are going to bring and what changes that that I might notice. So I'm sort of in an expecting mood, a curious expecting mood, but softly. So, well, thank you for all of you, all of you.
Yes, Tia.
Thank you. So, there's a civil war, a struggle that's been raging in my mind for years between the forces of good and the forces of evil. And this, when my teacher, who's rather Yoda-like, whose ears are quite Yoda-like, Chitsunma Tenzin Paramo, asked me to attend your Metta retreats in Burma, I thought I was being banished to Burma. And little did I realize, the need for this practice. You know, when I was in Burma, the care with which the retreats were organized, how well people looked after, French fries on days when I most needed French fries and ice cream as well. The care, you know, not just the teachers, but also the staff, the proper hedge in retreat, because that was just amazing. I just felt so looked after. There was nothing to be frightened of. And that really made a difference. And that care has carried on in online retreats. So thank you so much. Because for me, it's about, making my meditation practice less militant and more gentle and actually learning to embrace all that dosa. And I really hope that, this metta practice is able to gobble up all that dosa the way I relish dosa in a South Indian restaurant. So, it's a dish. Metamorphosis, I think it needs to be changed. The spelling needs to be changed in all English dictionaries. And another T needs to be added to make it metamorphosis. Okay, thank you so much. And there's a reason why Jitsunma Tenzin Palmo refers to both of you those skilled ladies. Whenever we communicate about you, she refers to you as the skilled ladies. Thank you. And thank you, everyone.
I want to thank everyone for your shares. I feel very moved to share this endless journey with so many people around the world and so many, I don't know, it gives me hope to see this. I feel like we're all going through the same thing, just in very different bodies and lives and minds and I feel very thankful. Thank you.
O'clock PM. This is Sayo's clock you just heard. Anyone else?
Yes, I want to share.
Please, Jerome.
First of all, everything is said, it's so touching and so recognizable. The warm container of the group, like Mitsa shared, I felt it also. And I did a whole four or five weeks as a city retreat, and it's very interesting because it gave me the opportunity to develop metta in the world, in the people I meet and met, but also in the metta towards myself in relationships in general. And it was also a kind of challenging 5 weeks because of my health condition. And somewhere last week, for the first time, I could see the differentiation between, I don't know how to give words to that. I saw the aversion towards the body, towards the bodily sensations, and the unpleasantness of bodily sensations, especially in the chest area and the head. But besides of that, I weakened loose from that and have metta anyway towards everything. And that was so beautiful because I recognized finally that I'm working and working and working to get rid of this feeling. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't help, but metta is independent of that. And that's so beautiful to experience and to know and to see. So I'm also looking forward for next year Burma to meet you in real life. It's a kind of double, of course, because of the situation in Burma, but yeah, I'm really looking forward. But I enrolled for Sweden, so in a few months I will be practicing intensively in a week, I think. So I'm very grateful for everybody and especially your guidance, you too. Thank you very much.
I want to share something. I want to say thank you for this touches me, for your honesty, or that you are all honest in your sharings and your ask your questions. And so this is something that helps me and inspired me to be again and again honest to me, to my dosa, and all of this daily life rage that comes again and again, to be honest. That's to deal with it. And so I take it with me. Thank you for all of your support, the teachers, and for your honest and I don't know the word, rechtes Bemühen. Right effort. Thank you for this. And I would take with me my metta chants in every car driving. I exercised it the last 4 weeks, and yes, I would take it with me. So thank you all.
Yeah, I can add to that, of course, thanks to all of you, especially the teachers or interview groups, but really each and every one of you for seeing you all coming back every day over a couple of weeks now, and really, yeah, everyone doing his or her best just to stay with the meta. And I think just this overall theme of the meta being present is really very helpful in everyday life. I feel like there's a little like a detector inside of my head right now that always says, oh, this is more meta, this is more dosa, so it's a dosa meta detector. And just seeing, okay, that is just the way things are, like, okay, dosa comes up, okay, there is a lot of meta and, you know, some awareness of that. So that's already good in itself, I think. Even if I did not practice as much metta as I would have liked, but the awareness is there. So, yeah. And thanks to you all.
I'd like to share my gratitude. It feels so short, these 2 weeks, and I'm so happy. I feel like right on track again. So I'm feeling so inspired to further deepen and just continue while the retreat of life is starting again. And so appreciative of just getting into touch with the dukkha of life. And it feels like I'm carried with it, and I'm very grateful for it. Thank you all.
I also would like to say thank you to everyone, to mainly to teachers, and for me, these 2 weeks seem long, I must say. Even I joined just for 2 weeks, and also there were ups and downs, but I was really grateful that I can do it online, because I won't be able to go anywhere because of my injury of the ankle. But I really noticed the change also, that my ankle, my walking improved, so I hope, or I believe also, they improved a lot in my life, and it is sort of a gradual change, but it sometimes I feel it's just a little, but with this group, it's wonderful. It's very great. Thank you very much.
Yes, Martin.
This morning, I thought that I will change the chant I use to my grandchildren since they are born. And now I will chant the Burmese metta chant. Luka. And I think it is wonderful because probably they asked me what does it mean. So, because it's an habitude to hear the same thing then since they are very little, before they go to sleep. And so I will chant them this chant. And so I'm very, very grateful for everyone, from you, for the teachings. Thank you very much.
Yes, I want to share.
I'm really touched by all your sharings. I did this for 4 weeks, and it was so wonderful to come together every day, and in this form it's so wonderful to do it. I did it quite intensively, but because I have no home at the moment, I did the retreat with my at my parents' home, so I could always kind of dip and check how the metta was going when I was going at their house. And yeah, it was really wonderful to do this retreat and with you, and thank you very much.
I woke up this morning rather early with a melody resounding, echoing within me, consisting only of one word, metta. And then I imagined all of us gathered here, perhaps also waking up in the morning with this melody, this song that could be repeated in an unending way. So we would be somehow at all the distant corners of the world where we are, together form this silent choir, singing our own metta to ourselves, to each other, to the world. And that filled me with such gratitude, because it will keep us together, and it will bring us together if we want to imagine that we wake up this way each morning, singing our own song and forming this silent metta choir. This cannot be done without conductors. And so I thank those who have encouraged us, for me, these past 2 weeks. And the word encouragement is a wonderful word, because at the middle of this word is heart, cœur, encouragement of heart that I will remember and keep. Thank you so much, all of you.
Maybe time for a few more, if anyone wants to share before we move on. If not, I'll turn us over to Aria, who will guide us in our meditation today.
Thank you, everybody, for your sharing, which I found very touching and heartwarming. And as many of you have said, you know, it's incredible how a bunch of a bit more than 40 people, not knowing each other, can bond over a couple of weeks, or 4 or 5 weeks, and open up their heart and talk about very intimate things, you know, sharing that with others. It's magic. And as it has been said, yes, even through the screen, this is possible. Because, of course, behind the screens, there are real people, real human beings, and sometimes animals and other unseen beings appearing on the screen. So you know, you have been the main actors in this retreat, because without you, it would have been so boring to sit here in this hall and... Well, not exactly boring, but yeah. Anyway, so now let's go to a short guided meditation. So please settle in your place, on your seat, or bed. Any posture that is comfortable for you. Any posture that you can relax. And you can take a few moments just to let settle these words, this heartwarming sharing. And this sharing of you has already come with so much metta, with so much kindness, friendliness, benevolence. So we can just immerse ourselves in this sea of metta. And we can begin dwelling in metta, radiating it to all the participants of this retreat. All those being part of this retreat, also including the teachers, also including Sayadaw. And now we can extend our metta to all these people at home, family members who have given us the space to do this retreat, or people at work, so extending all our metta to the people at home, or friends, or people at work that have made it possible that we could spend these weeks doing this retreat. And next, we can extend our metta to all the people here in this meditation center in Burma, to all the nuns and monks who reside here, to all the helpers in the kitchen or taking care of the grounds. So all of them have been contributing for Ayavi Aranyani and me to have this suitable space to conduct this online metta retreat. Now we can extend our metta to all these people or all living beings somewhere on this, in this world or in the universe who are meditating right now or even practicing metta meditation right now. And now let's open up the heart to cultivate metta for all living beings in boundless space. So then Ayavira Jnani will take over and say some things about dana and ongoing practice.
Thank you, Arya. I want to begin by saying how incredibly touched I've been by your sharings, by your sincerity, by your dedication, by your practice. We've met together for a month or 2 weeks, every day, and enjoyed the support of each other in this. And really, it is incredibly valuable. And sometimes the question in our minds can linger. It's like, oh, tomorrow I have to do this myself. How's that going to be? Some of you have each other, those of you who are couples. And we always have each other. The practice goes on in spite of change. But connection is maintained and can be maintained in the heart. So just remembering this, remembering whoever comes to heart and mind of this group when you sit down in the morning. As Eric so beautifully said, you know, we wake up and begin. We join the Metta Choir. And even though we will not be meeting like this tomorrow, we will be meeting tomorrow. When we practice, when we connect, And of course, it's not the same. Nothing is one moment to the next. But in those moments when it's difficult, please trust your dedication. And trusting in the Dhamma. Things unfold as they do in the practice. Manindra used to say so beautifully, and this is actually a line in the suttas, the Dhamma protects those who protect the Dhamma. And meaning, when we practice, we are protected. Taking care of the Dhamma is practice. So however you practice, please don't be dogmatic about what it's supposed to look like. One moment of practice, as I think Ariya said, she quoted that beautiful line in the Dhammapada, one moment of metta is worth, there's another line in the Dhammapada, 100 years of living without it. It's immensely powerful and valuable, as you know very well. So, not to be dogmatic about the practice should look like a certain form. Because that power of metta can spring out in 1 second as you're walking down the street or sitting in a train or at your desk. Or with your kids or your dog or your partner. Or that difficult person at work with whom you're having a disagreement. Yeah. And one moment of metta. When we abide there, we remember the joy of that. And it conditions that inclination, that desire to keep going. I'm chuckling because I see Katerina's housemate with 4 legs. And learning to trust that. Learning that the practice on the cushion or on our feet in a formal way is valuable, it's important. But equally valuable are those moments, those seconds, when we incline to metta and land there, even for a second, as we're walking down the street. As a number of you have shared in these last weeks, it's so surprising to see the power of that. Whether it be a sudden emergence of a phrase when normally we'd be full of irritation, or when something surprises us, and instead of reacting, there's just a metta wish. Or when we simply land in gratitude for this life and this practice, no matter what it brings. These are the fruits of the practice, and they're powerful. We've spoken of habit, and there are lots of ways of cultivating a metta habit besides formal practice. And you've been experimenting with them in these weeks, all of you, in your daily activities. So really this retreat simply becomes a retreat in daily life. And how you put that together is up to you. A couple of things are incredibly supportive. The Buddha spoke of dana, sila, bhavana. Sila being ethical conduct, so not forgetting the precepts as a metta practice, as an incredibly powerful, protective metta practice. We protect ourselves. We protect each other. And that we can do every day, every moment, taking up this training in ethical conduct. And remembering to share your metta candies. Basic dana. And there's so many ways of doing that. Ariya and I have been really enjoying sharing the dana people have offered us for people here. I spoke about that a little bit yesterday. There are many other ways of sharing, of being generous, generosity of heart, generosity of material things. And there's something so wonderful about being here in Burma, which is a culture based on generosity. Ariya and I had a wonderful opportunity to be generous this afternoon because each of us had some things that we didn't need. And it's a tradition at the end of these metta retreats to have a lottery for the staff here, the people who live here and work here, work very hard. And so we made the little piles of things, clothing, odds and ends, a telephone. And it was such a joy to share what we have in that way. You know, so generosity can be anything. We live wholeheartedly by sharing with each other. So, find ways to share. Share of your heart, share of yourself. Pay it forward. Spread the metta. Cultivate sila. And simply remember. Remembering to come back again and again. So, I leave you with that and with heartfelt gratitude for your practice. It's just so beautiful. And I'll turn the microphone over to Ariya, who will share from her heart about the practice.
Yes. I just will pick up about the sharing, the dana, the joy of sharing what we have, what we can give, what we can share. You know, very practically, At the end of a retreat, usually there are boxes where meditators can put in some support for the teachers. You have all received an email today with information, very practically, of how to go about to do the sharing or to give a donation for the teachings that you have received. For Ivy Ranjani, for myself, and some of it will also go to Sayadaw Uindaka. And as Ivy Ranjani has said, like the Burmese people, they are incredibly generous. It's really a quality that is very strongly practiced here in this country. And I must say, I have learned to become generous here in this country, a country which worldwide is seen as one of the poorest countries. And I, having grown up in Switzerland, having grown up in one of the richest countries. But it was here that I learned about the generosity of the heart and how joyful it is, how much happiness it brings to me and to other people, to other beings. And so your support for us, your dana, your donation to us, you know, is the support for us to continue to share the Dhamma, to teach the Dhamma, and to practice the Dhamma ourselves, because we have no other income. We fully live on the donations that we receive, and I feel very privileged to be able to live in this way. And, you know, the support that I get from people is an encouragement to further deepen my practice, to further share it, you know, from a deeper place of understanding, wisdom, kindness and compassion. So already now, with lots of gratitude and appreciation for your support. You know, during these 2 weeks, 4 weeks, we have already given quite a number of pointers of how this practice of metta can be integrated into our day-to-day life. And as many of you have practiced this retreat, you know, as a city retreat, having been working or doing other things, you already, you know, integrated the practice into your day-to-day life. Most likely, you know, you will not spend as many hours with the practice as you have done during this retreat. It will be less. But as Ivy Ranjani has said, you know, these little moments of metta, they count. And they accumulate over the day, over the weeks, and so on. Of course, to have a regular formal practice is also helpful. And here, I want to say that, you know, usually after a retreat, people are very enthusiastic and think, oh yes, now, every day, 2 hours, 1 hour in the morning, 1 hour in the evening, or maybe just 1 hour, whatever. But then, you know, with life being life as it is, and many works and family and friends and hobbies and this and that, you know, then it becomes difficult to practice every day regularly, you know, because we have said, oh, it should be at least 1 hour. And if we cannot make it 1 hour, then we drop it thinking, oh, well, no, doesn't work. So I always encourage people to start with a very short amount of time, even if it's 5 minutes of formal practice. This is something, you know, that usually can fit into a day, even with many obligations. But, you know, it's the regularity that is helpful. Just sitting down 5 minutes, cultivating metta, or walking meditation as the formal practice is as valid as sitting meditation. And when you see that, yes, these 5 minutes every day, they are possible, and that they are actually helpful or good, then maybe you find, I could do 10 minutes. And then you do it 10 minutes, and then you realize, oh yes, that's possible too. And from there, you might increase it to 15 minutes. So if you do it in this way, gradually, you know, it's much more likely that you will stick to it, that it will become a part of your daily life. But, you know, don't be too tight around it. It should never be a must, something that at the end of the day you can tick off, done. You know, it should be done with some joy, with interest, with confidence. And, you know, apart from maybe a formal practice, the informal way of practicing. This can be joyful, this can be playful, this can be creative, as, you know, many of you have already shared in the big group and in the smaller groups. In the email that you have received, we have given you some other pointers, books or texts or links where you can find talks on metta meditation. And one more support that people from previous metta retreats have been enjoying and really found a helpful support is our full moon metta chant gathering. Like on each full moon, we have a gathering where we chant all the metta chants, you know, that we have been doing during this retreat now. And people really, you know, like the monthly, you know, visual connection with each other and heartfelt connection with each other, just going through all the chants, which, yeah, is an encouraging, nice thing to do. So you will also get the dates of this year's full moons. It's according to Burma, so it might differ a day or two from where you live. And a few days before the full moon, you will get the invitation with the Zoom link. So those of you who are not yet on the list, I will put you on the list, and then you will get these emails. Well, so much for now. Now we'll do the dedication and sharing of merits. So during these 15 days or these 4 weeks of the retreat, a lot of goodness has been produced. A lot of merit has arisen through this practice. You know, goodness and merits in regard to the practice of generosity, dana, the sharing, the giving to others. Also all the goodness and merit coming from our sila, our virtuous conduct, our behavior in the world which is not causing harm or suffering. And then all the goodness and merits coming from bhavana, the practice of meditation, the cultivation of heart and mind. So here, mostly with the practice of metta meditation, but also, you know, the practice of mindfulness and what other my heart states of heart and mind have been cultivated. So all this goodness may be a supportive condition to further strengthen the metta, the kindness, benevolent attitude in our heart and mind, and may also be a supportive condition to deepen our understanding and wisdom. So may all this goodness and merits lead to complete liberation for the welfare and benefit of all living beings. And we share this goodness and merits with all living beings. May they also be liberated and live at ease and in peace.
You're going to do the Burmese.
You do the English first.
Oh, okay. Through the goodness that arises from my practice, may my spiritual teachers and guides of great virtue, my mother, my father, and my relatives, the sun and the moon, and all virtuous leaders of the world, may the highest gods and evil forces, celestial beings, guardian spirits of the earth, and the Lord of Death, may those who are friendly, indifferent, or hostile, may all beings receive the blessings of my life. May they soon attain the threefold bliss and realize the deathless. Through the goodness that arises from my practice, and through this act of sharing, may all desires and attachments quickly cease, and all harmful states of mind, until I realize Nibbana in every kind of birth. May I have an upright mind with mindfulness and wisdom, austerity and vigor. May the forces of delusion not take hold, nor weaken my resolve. The Buddha is my excellent refuge. Unsurpassed is the protection of the Dhamma. The solitary Buddha is my noble guide. The Sangha is my supreme support. through the supreme power of all these, may darkness and delusion be dispelled.
And now, the Burmese dedication and sharing of merits. Yanne yakuta bidara pyusuya to ikamwa susuda chaun tabidara di pinyashitra kandahnita dve chal salsi pountin sasaya yi pinyashitra kando hapyato te yakman sakahando go nagam nataya dakhi Pinya shitra gaundo, chinchan nitain chariya tain, siyan yin chao na chingao na chimman doko, chinchan puamiya chosa ato nain jadapi, siya kading kinye ya nipango, limya swamya hao piyoya baloko iya shimpiya. Ikam mua susudo I apu pakako mi ba po pua si adamaro masayi alon zondo tatawado a ahmiya biwi pako I ahmiya ya yi chanda jabasi Ahmiya, 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 hyuta mochabakolo, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Ahmiya, 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 hyuta mochabakolo, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Ahmiya, 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 Hyuda mochabakolo, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Well, now, if you want to unmute yourself, you can, and say hi and bye and whatever, connect to each other. We have time to hang out a little bit.
Nou, de groetjes voor iedereen.
Oh, allemaal.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.